Chapter 1. Fundamentals of Multinational Operations. This chapter introduces the fundamentals of multinational operations and the structure of multinational forces. Next, it discusses the nature of multinational operations and the importance of mutual confidence in multinational forces. It concludes with information on multinational interoperability and mission partners' capability and considerations. Multinational Fundamentals. Army forces conduct a range of military operations across the competition continuum and may constitute the majority or a minority of multinational forces. Multinational operations is a collective term to describe military actions conducted by forces of two or more nations, usually undertaken within the structure of a coalition or alliance, JP3-16. The United States may be a troop-contributing nation as part of a multinational command and as part of a joint multinational command headquarters. Alternately, an army echelon may lead a joint multinational land component command headquarters. Refer to JP3-16 and JP3-33 for joint and multinational operations. Commanders and staffs of multinational forces and subordinate headquarters employ, process, and organize efforts, integrate warfighting functions across multiple domains, and synchronize force actions to accomplish the mission. The operations process consists of planning, preparing, executing, and continuously assessing an operation. Commanders consider each multinational force's capabilities and the desired level of interoperability during the operations process. Commanders especially consider the key relationships and integration points between commanders and staffs. Throughout the operations process, the commander and staff review considerations for achieving and improving interoperability with their mission partners. The Army's primary mission is to organize, train, and equip its forces to conduct prompt and sustained land combat, to defeat enemy ground forces, and to seize, occupy, and defend land areas. Army forces accomplish their missions by supporting the joint force in four strategic roles: shaping operational environments, countering aggression on land during crisis, prevailing during large-scale ground combat, and consolidating gains. The strategic roles clarify the overall purposes for which United States Army forces conduct multi-domain operations with partners on behalf of multinational force land component commanders, known as MNFLICs, across the competition continuum in the pursuit of policy objectives. Refer to ADP-30 for more information on the Army's strategic roles. Military operations in the land domain are foundational to operations in other domains because the operations are ultimately enabled, based, or controlled from land. Forces resolve conflicts on land because that is where the root of military and economic power exists, people live, and political decisions are made. Resolving conflict requires the integration of joint and multinational capabilities to enable operations on land and the employment of land forces to enable operations in the other domains. Refer to JP3-31 for a detailed discussion of land power. Multinational military operations are the norm, and American commanders have operated with multinational forces throughout history. General George Washington's partnership with the French forces during the American War of Independence illustrates an early example of United States military multinational operations. In the 20th and 21st centuries, in most significant conflicts, the United States Army conducted multinational operations. The Army requires proficiency operating as an ally or partner land force during multinational operations, and should practice doing so as often as possible. The formation of multinational forces. The United States acts unilaterally in its national interests. However, the United States prefers to pursue national security interests through international efforts, such as multinational operations. Multinational operations occur within the structure of an alliance or a coalition. Alliances. An alliance results from a formal agreement between two or more nations for broad, long-term objectives furthering the common interests of the members. An alliance is a relationship. Alliances have standing headquarters and organizations. Sample alliances for the United States include the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, or the Republic of Korea and Combined Forces Command, KOREA. An example of a long-term objective of an alliance is standardization. Refer to JP3-16 for a discussion on standardization. The Department of Defense, DOD, achieves cooperation among the joint services and allied members through shared research and development. The joint services and allied members agree to adopt the use of common or compatible operational, administrative, and logistics procedures, common or compatible technical procedures and criteria, common, compatible, or interchangeable supplies, components, weapons, or equipment, common or compatible tactical doctrine with corresponding organizational compatibility. Coalitions. A coalition is an arrangement between two or more nations for a common action. Nations create a coalition to fulfill goals of common interest. This action is a multinational action outside the bounds of an established alliance. It is based on a willing subset of allied members. Refer to JP3-16 for a discussion of a coalition as part of multinational operations. A coalition differs from an alliance. Coalitions exist for a limited purpose and time. A coalition does not afford military planners the same political resolve and commonality of goals as an alliance. With defined and limited goals, a coalition requires more diligence and care from military planners than in an alliance, since mutual goals arise from temporary situations. Planners study, know, and apply each participant's political goals when planning. Short-term political considerations have greater influence with coalitions than with alliances. Commanders of multinational forces are influenced by many things, including sovereignty. Military commanders' traditional authorities are reduced because of their responsibility to their national leadership. Multinational commanders accomplish the mission through coordination, communication, and consensus of leadership rather than through traditional command relationships. Unity of effort is essential in multinational operations. Unity of effort is coordination and cooperation toward common objectives. This is true even if the participants are not necessarily part of the same command or organization. Refer to JP 1, Volume 2 for more on unity of effort. Commanders and subordinates operate as diplomats and warriors in a coalition. The nature of multinational operations. Multinational operations are shaped by common agreement among the participating partners of alliance or coalition, terms of an alliance, a mandate or authorization provided by the United Nations, UN. Multinational operations require greater attention than unilateral operations due to their complexity with national interests and organizational influence potentially competing with doctrine and efficiency. Gaining consensus may be difficult, and solutions may be national in character, as troop-contributing nations must adhere to their own national policies and priorities. An effective multinational force commander and staff accept, know, and work within necessary complexities of multinational operations, beginning from the planning stage. Differences in culture, language, procedure, and technology all pose a level of complexity not found in United States Army pure operations. Training for these multinational operations and pursuing interoperability with allies and likely coalition partners is paramount to the United States national security. Interoperability is the ability to act together coherently, effectively, and efficiently to achieve tactical, operational, and strategic objectives. JP3O. There are human, procedural, and technical dimensions to interoperability. Reducing these differences through human interactions, standardized and common procedures, and shared or compatible technology improves the ability of the multinational force to operate cohesively. The importance of mutual confidence. The commander's ability to build a cohesive team drives the foundation of successful multinational operations. The commander must consider the political objective, mission, patience, sensitivity to the needs of other force members, a willingness to compromise or coming to a consensus when necessary, and mutual confidence. This mutual confidence stems from tangible actions and entities and intangible human factors. The commander builds team relationships in multinational operations while developing mutual rapport and respect. The intangible considerations that guide the actions of all participants, especially the senior commander, are rapport, respect, knowledge of partners, team building, patience, trust, shared understanding. If a commander or staff ignores these considerations, mutual confidence weakens and multinational operations risk failure. Rapport. Commanders and staffs establish mutual confidence through rapport with counterparts from other countries. This is a personal and direct relationship. Good rapport among multinational force members results in successful teamwork and unity of effort. Commanders build rapport when the multinational forces share a mutual respect and a common purpose. Commanders and staff establish rapport by first understanding customs, personalities, capabilities, ambitions, sensitivities, history, languages, religions, and cultural habits of multinational partners. Understanding these characteristics helps commanders and staff then understand each nation's legal and policy constraints. Once this understanding exists, partners can clearly demonstrate respect, trust, patience, and compromise. The resulting understanding and demonstration help develop and maintain rapport. The multinational force commander makes personal visits to all units to build rapport and to assess capabilities, readiness, and morale. United States commanders use pre-existing relationships with multinational commanders and staff as a catalyst to re-establish rapport when possible. Often, United States and multinational commanders and staff have pre-existing, personal, or professional relationships with multinational partners because of training together. Commanders canvass their organizations for people who have existing relationships to rapidly build rapport. Respect. Without genuine respect among multinational partners, rapport and mutual confidence cannot exist. All forces of all nations need respect, regardless of position or size of force. Respect for other partners' cultures, combined with understanding and considering their perspectives, solidifies a partnership. Lack of respect leads to friction and jeopardizes mission accomplishment. Army forces that consider multinational operations from the perspective of being an ally or partner instead of simply doing things with allies and partners are likely to create higher levels of mutual respect. Commanders consider combat capability when assigning missions to multinational forces. Effective commanders include all partners in planning and consider partners' opinions, national honor, and reputation in mission assignment. Understanding, consideration, and acceptance of multinational force partners leads to more critical thinking to adapt and use individual capabilities to their advantage. Knowledge of partners. To have mutual confidence, commanders need to know their multinational partners' capabilities and limitations. It is important that partners understand each other's concerns and needs. Each partner in an operation has a distinct cultural identity. Although nations with similar cultures face fewer obstacles to interoperability than nations with divergent cultural outlooks, differences still exist. Effective commanders and staffs learn the capabilities of partner nations or organizations. These capabilities differ based on national and organizational interests and objectives, political guidance, limitations on the national force, doctrine, organization, rules of engagement, ROE, law of armed conflict, equipment, culture, and other factors. Team building. Mutual confidence in multinational operations requires team building. Differing national agendas can disrupt priorities and unity of effort unless understood and considered when planning. Problems arise when competitiveness among soldiers and among nations detract from the mission or from unit cohesion. Multinational force commanders reinforce that all forces are operating as one team instead of forces conducting operations with other forces. Establishing an atmosphere of cooperation and trust is essential. Establishing team-building activities positively influences subordinates. Commanders treat all units equally, regardless of national background. Multinational partners see unequal treatment as prejudice or lack of respect, and this may result in political repercussions. Partner nation commanders and staff have fair representation on the planning staff to prevent exclusion from decision-making and risk-sharing. Commanders and planners consider unit capabilities, national honor, reputation, partner opinions, and agreement caveats when assigning missions. National caveats articulate constraints under which a nation's forces must fight or participate. All plans and operations must include considerations for these caveats. Patience. Developing effective partnerships takes time and attention, but establishes mutual confidence which enhances mission performance. Diligent pursuit of a trusting, mutually beneficial relationship with multinational force partners requires patience. Commanders must demonstrate understanding and patience when dealing with all mission partners. Trust. Trust is important for mutual confidence. Ethical principles guide Army professionals in their actions to establish trust, maintain teamwork, and communicate respect to all multinational partners. Mutual trust results from honest efforts to learn about and understand capabilities each member brings to the multinational force. Additionally, demonstrated competence, planning, and training together builds a cohesive team. Shared understanding. Commanders build shared understanding through a common operational picture, human understanding, respect for others, and standardized procedures. Sharing information enables effective information flow and shared understanding in multinational operations, not unlike United States Army-only operations. Planners for multinational operations develop and implement human, procedural, and technical dimensions. Effective information flow and shared understanding across a multinational force have human, procedural, and technical dimensions that involve thoroughly understanding human nature, respecting cultural differences, including multinational partners in planning, sharing information and planning, implementing standard operating procedures, ensuring equipment compatibility. NATO and ABCANS have established human, procedural, and technical dimension solutions which enhance the cooperation and multinational operations under these two alliances. New alliances or new coalitions establish their own human, procedural, and technical dimension solutions for challenges when conducting multinational operations. Multinational operations require a resilient mission partner environment, MPE, with robust information management, IM, and knowledge management, KM, processes to support effective information exchange and shared understanding. Multinational interoperability. Technical dimension solutions are easy with enough trust and resources. However, interoperability is far more than compatible networks and equipment. As previously stated, interoperability enables partners to act together coherently, effectively, and efficiently so they can achieve tactical, operational, and strategic objectives. The foundation of interoperability is broad, spanning all Army warfighting functions with human, procedural, and technical dimensions that commanders must consider. The human dimension builds the basis of the mutual understanding and respect fundamental to unity of effort and operational success. New coalitions or alliances should create a shared understanding first through the human dimension by exchanging liaisons. Liaisons bridge procedural or technical barriers by using a shared language and by being considerate, competent, and respectful. Mission partners build procedural and technical dimension solutions after human dimension solutions. Not all alliances require the same level of interoperability, but all alliances require the lowest level of human dimension solutions, such as exchanged liaisons. The procedural dimension ensures that Army forces achieve sufficient harmony in policies and doctrine that enable them to operate effectively with Unified Action Partners, UAPs. Joint forces, which also require interoperability, face a rapidly evolving multi-domain environment in which highly adaptive and innovative adversaries create resilient formations, forces, and systems to support their strategies. Adversaries employ systems to achieve their strategic ends to avoid conflict and negate the traditional operating methods of the joint force. It is in this context that Army forces, as the primary land force of the United States military, partner with joint forces. They organize, practice, and employ capabilities in multi-domain operations to contest adversaries. This occurs in competition below armed conflict and during armed conflict. The capabilities that joint forces provide are critical to the success of any such campaign and act as a military force multiplier for coalition forces. In dynamic operational environments, United States Army forces often have only days to integrate key functions and capabilities with UAPs. Therefore, interoperability must be a fundamental condition of how Army commanders plan to fight now and in the future. At its core, interoperability aims to increase the effectiveness of United States Army forces with UAPs as they execute their assigned missions. United States Army commanders increase the probability of mission success by integrating the imperatives of operations. Imperatives, which are actions Army forces take to defeat enemy forces and succeed in operational environments, are based on characteristics of the competition and conflict. Refer to FM30 for a discussion on imperatives. Integrated imperatives enable United States Army forces, as part of a coalition, to employ all available Army and UAP capabilities in ways that enhance the accomplishments of United States and coalition objectives. United States Army operations integrate UAPs while applying each of the imperatives. Doing so requires mutual trust and confidence, shared understanding, and unity of effort enabled by interoperability solutions across human, procedural, and technical dimensions. To conduct combined arms operations with UAPs, Army forces require a base technological architecture, such as an MPE, into which Army forces and their partners can easily integrate and operate. Levels of interoperability. Interoperability has four levels, ranging from no demonstrated interoperability to fully integrated interoperability with United States forces. Interoperability has five priority focus areas, sometimes called PFAs. Interoperability is and will remain a key requirement for the Army. The Army's interoperability priority focus areas comprise the following functional areas: communications and information systems, each member's intelligence community, fires, and sustainment. Mission partner capability. Allies and partners have considerable capabilities that make them a credible deterrent against adversary aggression, improve combined collective capabilities, and lessen the burden on United States forces should deterrence fail. Forward stationed United States Army forces by themselves generally do not enjoy favorable correlation of force ratios against adversaries. Allies and partner nations form the initial foundation of the ability to conduct operations during armed conflict. This combined force capability enhances deterrence for both the partner nation and the United States. Refer to FM30 for more on deterrence in multinational operations.